Why are we reciting Az Yashir during Psukei Dezimra? After all, Az Yashir is not part of the songs of David HaMelech. We say in Baruch Shemar, V'shirei David Abdecha, that we're about to recite the songs of David HaMelech from Tehillim. So why are we saying Az Yashir? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph, states that Az Yashir was sang by the Levim during the Mincha of Shabbos during a three-week rotation. So maybe that's why it's included as Shirei David. It was sung in the Beis Hamikdash. The Machzor Vitri explains that the custom is to say Shirat Hayam since the Churban, the Bayis, since the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, especially the Az Yashir, part of the Az Yashir that emphasizes the fall of our enemies. He says, Shehi al mapolos oyvenu, you can understand after Churban Bayis, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, that we sing that our enemies, which destroyed our Beis Hamikdash, that they should fall. We should once again return to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash. Throughout the era of the Gaonim, there are various tshuvos that sometimes Chazal, the rabbinic leaders were aware of the custom to recite Shirat Hayam as a part of Shachris, but sometimes they chose not to accept it. The Rambam writes that in some places they recite Shirat Hayam after Yishtabach, sometimes before Yishtabach. Rabbi Soloveitchik in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav explains two reasons why we are permitted to recite Shirat Hayam. Number one, Zekeli Ve'anvehu. And the Gemara says, what is Ve'anvehu? This is my God, Ve'anvehu. The Gemara says, Anivahu, I am like him. We may delve into the descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that we may know how to imitate him. And secondly, Elokei Aviv Va'aromemenhu, that we're saying that he is the God of my father and I will exalt him. And what we're saying is this custom did not start with us. It started with our ancestors. We're simply following with what our ancestors did. And in some sense, what we're doing in Az Yashir, we're doing more than what we recited during the rest of the Psukei Dezimra. During the rest of the Psukei Dezimra, we celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in nature. But here, what are we celebrating HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not in nature, but we are celebrating HaKadosh Baruch Hu in history. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed Klal Yisrael. That this is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our daily lives, that he didn't simply create the world and make sure that it runs, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in history. And again, different opinions as to what it means that Az Yashir accomplished. Did it accomplish now believing, everyone believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Kriyas Yamsuf? Or did it accomplish now believing in Moshe Rabbeinu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servant? Or did it remove the slave mentality from all of Klal Yisrael? Could be. But the point, whatever it is, the point is that Az Yashir is something that we say each and every day because we believe that just like Kriyas Yamsuf thousands of years ago created a heightened level of emuna for Klal Yisrael, so too, we hope that one day it will lead to a time when, again, Kadosh Baruch Hu will perform those miracles, which will lead to a heightened emuna of the whole world. And that's what we say after Az Yashir. What do we say after Az Yashir? We say that in the future, V'olu Moshim B'har Tzion Lishpot Es HaReisav, V'hoysa La'Hashem HaMalucha, V'hoy Hashem LaMelech HaKol Aretz, that we look for a time when right now, only Klal Yisrael believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We look forward to a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be LeMelech HaKol Aretz. He'll be the king of the world. So we look forward to this transformation that was accomplished by Kriyas Yamsuf that will be accomplished for us in the future, and soon the whole world will believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our king, and therefore it makes a lot of sense why we conclude Psukei Dezimra with this prayer of Az Yashir, which is, again, not simply a song of David HaMelech, but it's a shira. It's poetry which emphasizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Redeemer, and this type of creation of a song, or this poetry that reflected a newfound emuna. We look forward to that happening speedily in our days.